And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show. It goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, this is that time of the week. It's that time that is my favorite time of the week, when we get to just sort of opine and ping things off each other and see what happens with an episode we call Boomer and McQueen. Hit it. All right. We got all the cameras on so people can see that McQueen has joined us in studio, I believe.
We are set.
All right. Now, all right. You know the deal. I ask y'all some questions, and y'all come back at me with your answers. And we just kind of run through it and see what's what. Although I have a feeling I'm just going to go ahead and just like rub my forehead in anticipation.
Uh-oh.
But this one's got some passion attached to it, this particular episode. So I'm going to hold the atom bomb question for a second.
Okay.
Because based on the reaction I saw out of Boomer yesterday, and what little I've been able to glean from y'all's most recent podcast, I'm pretty sure this could be the nuclear session of Boomer and McQueen.
Whoa. I'll try to tone it down.
Let me ask you a politics question first.
Just a boom.
Oh, wow. It really was. All right, let me ask you a politics question first. Ron DeSantis, he jumped in last night, right? He jumped into the presidential primary for the Republican Party. So first of all, I'd love to hear your thoughts on why he announced his race on Twitter. And then at the same time, apparently it crashed Twitter, like they broke Twitter for a while. And then what do you think is going to wind up happening this? So which one of y'all wants to take one of those? What you got, Bo?
I'll go first, because if I know what the question may be, the second one, we're just going to let McQueen just talk. So for the Twitter announcement of running for president from DeSantis.
I was shocked, for one.
You're shocked.
I'm just kidding.
I'm actually not shocked. I thought it was actually going to be a good idea.
To do it on Twitter, you mean?
Yeah, to do it on Twitter. One, because we chatted about it briefly yesterday about how Trump has his own social media platform. And then DeSantis may be linking up with Elon Musk on the giant social media platform and just being able to announce there. I thought it was a good idea. I did not suspect it to crash at all. You would think they would have, and again, I just read a couple articles that you would think that they would have plenty of people to make sure nothing would happen like that. Well, apparently he did lay off a lot of people.
that was their job.
But I mean, but there again, there's plenty of people there that should have known, okay, this is about to be big. We need to make sure we have this laid out.
Well, they apparently, what do they call it? Twitter Spaces is where they did it. And I know that is. It's like Facebook Live.
Okay.
Twitter Spaces. But apparently they had over 700,000 people trying to log in all at one time.
Which is pretty remarkable for that amount of people
to log
on to Twitter.
That's even more than our text line.
That's even more than, I can't believe
it. A few more, not that many though.
But what I think is going to happen with that, obviously I think everyone's going to go back to that moment, unless he has some big moments coming up where they can kind of put this in the background and it doesn't mean a lot. They're always going to be bringing this up and just saying, hey, well, you can't even do an announcement correctly.
It's going to haunt him.
I think it's going to be fine.
Do you? Okay.
I think it's going to be fine, because I mean, just what he's done in the past, I think he's going to brush it off and probably make fun of it at some point and just be like, hey, whatever. That's what
Trump
happens when I break
not.
The... Yeah,
Trump will go back to this the whole time.
You take it. What do you think on this? So, by the way, do you like the idea of announcing on a social media platform as opposed to having a rally?
I mean, I don't see any problem with it. Nowadays, I feel like that's a great idea to do it. And I agree. I thought that was a really great idea, and doing it, you know, with Elon. Although I think it's just interesting because it seems like I thought kind of Trump and Elon were kind of buddies, but maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe not anymore. But. So, yeah, I thought it was a great idea, and I would agree. I think that they should have probably did anticipate quite a few people logging in at once. That I'm just surprised that there were issues. And I think it's funny how it's been spun, where some people are like, oh, my gosh, technical glitches and all these issues, whereas then the, you know, DeSantis team is like, well, we broke the internet. We were so big, we broke the internet.
Right.
So, you know, they're just spinning it a little differently. I think most people get over it, but I think that'll be something. I read somewhere where Trump's, I don't know who it was, but someone on his, like his, whatever,
his team,
was like, tech problems, glitches, awkward silences. And I'm just talking about the candidate or something. Like they weren't even talking about it. It was kind of funny. So,
It's going to be 9 months of this. You know?
Oh, it's going to be back and forth, obviously, because they are the two fronts.
That's exactly
I think they're both like wonderful in different ways. And I just really wish that they could just join forces. I really do. Like,
I don't know if there's room in Trump's, I don't know if Trump's, you know, cause Trump is great at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump would rather not have a vice president, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Trump is great at what he does. But you know, if you're somebody like DeSantis who wants to run again, you got to look at Mike Pence and go, oh dude, you got burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike Pence is damaged goods right now in the Republican Party, and yet he used to be the VP for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Sessions, Alabama's own Jeff Sessions, is still recovering from, you know, having worked for Trump and not done exactly what he wanted to do, and therefore he was on the outs. And I mean, we saw, people like, General Mattis was the Secretary of Defense. Well, he's Mad Dog Mattis. I love General Mattis. The man, uh-huh. That man's a warrior. He's on the outs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they could have joined forces without, you know, DeSantis having to weigh in the idea of putting his own reputation at risk because 6 months later he might be on the outs.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do think it was a sign of the times that he announced on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it was smart for Elon Musk because, you know, Trump won't come back on Twitter right now. So what did he do? His biggest competition went on Twitter and made Twitter the platform.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be interesting for sure.
It's going to be interesting. All right, let me get to the other question.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So, all right. Apparently y'all have been tracking the whole Target thing.
Oh Lordy.
So Boomer and I were talking earlier in the show, by the way. So Target comes out with all their, gender bender, you know, swimwear and, gay pride, displays. And it was for kids. And then it turns out that there was a satanic involvement with it. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean, like the guy is actually out there with all kinds of stuff that's in some of the stuff that's being sold at Target that says things like Satan loves your pronouns and all that. It's unbelievable. All that to say, blatant anti-Christian trans promotion. Give me your thoughts. Go.
Oh gosh. I mean, I've been following the Target stuff for the last few, weeks and even months of seeing some things in the store or like when I was online, because I love Target. Like that was like my store. If we were in Nashville, that was my store. That was my pastime. That was my retail therapy.
Bless your heart, Boomer.
I know.
We would go there just to like hang out I take Pax. He loved Target. So this like makes me so sad. Like it really does. I mean, about just Target, but just that, like, that they had to stoop this low. It makes me so sad. I mean, yes, I'm infuriated as well. I'm so, like, it makes me so angry, but it makes me so sad. Like, just like that, this is what people have stooped to and like what we're doing. And like, when I saw I guess it was 2 weeks ago, that they had onesies, like baby onesies for, you know, an actual, like a 6 month old that were pride related and things like that. And oh my goodness, it's awful. And then when they teamed up with this UK satanic cult or whatever I was reading this article on this whatever that company is called, and it was like, yep, you know, Satan to me is hope and love, and it's just like, what lies? Like we have been fed so many lies and we're just like illusional at this point. It just, to me, it's so sad, but like I will be very vocal about it, and I have posted plenty of things or just retweeting things or whatever.
So are you going shopping at Target tomorrow?
Oh gosh, I'm never going to go back to Target. Like, not ever, unless they have a like not just a formal apology, but like a we are wrong, we have been led astray, we repent. I mean, like it's going to take a major we see Jesus sort of thing for me to go back to Target. Not going.
Trust is a hard thing to get back.
Yeah, I mean, you broke it, people commenting on some of my posts just recently that were like, well, I thought your God loved all people, and I said, yeah, absolutely. My God loves unconditionally, and that's how I want to love also. But loving people does not mean condoning or supporting when things are, are wrong and are lies and of the enemy.
Yeah, and for standing up for the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is the word of God and the word of God only.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I think that all that gear that's being sold right now it's designed to mock our beliefs.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that our God will not stand idly by and be mocked.
Absolutely. And it even said in one of the articles from the designer, and he was making fun of other religions and specifically Christianity. Your God doesn't look at this in the way that I do, in the way that my Satan, you know, satanic, demonic, you know, whatever right. He says. So, I mean, but he was specifically saying that Satan will accept you, will do this. Yep. And that's why we wanted to portray all this on these garments.
And the part of it that makes me so upset is like, I mean, I don't feel like it's the name is Target for, I don't feel like that's a coincidence, quite honestly. I really don't. But like the way that this is, everything
is. Wait, what do you mean by that? What do you mean you don't believe the name of Target is by coincidence?
I feel like that is that was intentional.
To name it Target?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meaning they like put a target on what we believe, or what are you saying?
That or on kids. Like, I just feel like it's not a coincidence.
Wow. Or a target on, you know, it could be geared in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of things like that where, like, I feel like they're really, it's not a coincidence.
We're going to target you to get your business.
Yeah, and like, I mean, like, everything they're trying to make it attractive to kids and bright colors and all this to make them look. And like, I am dreading that I'm going to have a conversation with our 5-year-old soon about some of this sort of thing that should not be anywhere on the radar of a 5-year-old, but I feel like it's going to be, you know, sooner than later. And hold on, one more thing, and then you can go. And I, along with this Target stuff, you know, as soon as I posted something the other day, someone from our small group had texted me and said, you know, in our 12-year-old's class, there are already kids that are changing their gender and changing their names in their 12-year-old school.
They're not even in puberty yet.
No, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it breaks my heart. And the fact that like a company that does draw in so many kids and so many people and is, you know, one of your top like just businesses out there, that they would give into this, I don't even like the whole just woke idea. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think they've done more than give into it. I think they're even originating.
They're promoting it.
They're originating it and promoting it.
Mm-hmm, agreed. Yeah.
With about a minute, Boone.
And like taking that and just running with it a little bit further. What we talked about yesterday, the rainbow and how sacred the rainbow is.
Oh, yeah.
In scripture.
Yeah.
But then them changing.
Co-opting that. Yeah. Yep.
Completely changing
taking
it.
Taking that symbol from.
And there's so many kids these days, young children. We talked about this off air that love the color. Their favorite color is rainbow when they're young. And you know what? That should be completely okay. But in this society, if a young child goes up to their teacher and says, "Hey, look, this is my favorite color, the rainbow. Oh, honey, we need to talk.
That's what this means.
And we need to keep this from your parents. This is completely and utterly wrong.
Yeah.
All of it.
Disgusting.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, and Charlene and I raised our kids who are grown now. I mean, our kids are really just right behind y'all in age.
Mm-hmm.
But our kids were raised, and I thought there was enough going on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I look at what you guys are raising your kids in right now, and I think it's next level.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's next level. It's like the level of vigilance that a parent has to have because of smartphones in the kids' hands or because of, you know, things that are happening inside the video game you didn't know were there when they were playing it, or what they can just see on a commercial as they walk through the room when you're trying to just watch a regular old TV show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just amazing.
And real quick, I know we're about to go to a break because I'm about to push the button, but
just don't push it.
For encouragement, you know, there's all this junk going on in this world, but God made us for this time.
Salt and light.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And some of you, some people may be out there being like, man, what am I going to do? I can't stand up for this. He made you for this time. And all like, you just need to stand up in your way. I'm not saying do anything crass or anything like that. Stand up in your way and speak out.
Yep.
All right. Take it to the break, brother. Drop the bomb before you go out. That's what I'm saying.
Have a backbone.
I knew that would happen. Did you drop the bomb?
I just can't do it at the same time.
Oh, the music playing. All right. Listen, we'll be right back. Round 2 with Boomer and McQueen. This is the part where they get to ask me a question, and I just sit back and wait and see how this is going to go. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. In studio right now, got it going on live with Boomer and McQueen. Hit it again. Nice. All right, and by the way, since you didn't get to play the explosion last, because just do it right now. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's what's happening to Target right now.
That's exactly what's happening. Target has tanked in the market, by the way. They lost $9 billion in a week of market value.
And that's just in a week, guy. I mean, like, what's going to happen within this next, like, few weeks?
Well, that's what I hope. And I hope especially, not that dads don't go to Target also, but I hope moms can, like, stand their ground. Because I think so many moms are like, do what I did. It was like an everyday, let's just go to Target. So stand your ground.
Stand your ground, guys.
Because, yes, you can make a difference.
So right now what's happening is dads everywhere looking at their credit card bills are going, run another gay ad, please.
Do it.
We just got a raise.
I've got her on the cusp of not going. All right. This is that part of Boomer McQueen where I just turn the table over to y'all and you ask me a question. So who's got what?
I'm ready.
All right.
She's on it today,
she
man.
She is on
I'm
it
on
today.
It. And I was just looking because they're showing all the different candidates in the running right now for the Republicans. That's kind of what I wanted to ask you is, with our two front runners being Trump and DeSantis, what do you feel like the greatest strengths and weaknesses for each of those candidates are?
Ooh, wow. So, you know, usually when I interview somebody for a job, actually, after going through all the resume stuff, talking about who they are as a person and, you know, getting a feel for their skills and qualifications, I usually always ask them, what's your greatest strength and what's your greatest weakness? And if they won't tell me what their weakness is, I won't hire them. Hmm. Because in my opinion, if you're not honest enough to be able to have some measure of self, you know, deprecation and the ability to assess yourself and identify your own weaknesses, then I don't need you working with me.
That's awesome.
True.
I forgot to ask you that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. But no. I would have given you a lot of weaknesses.
That's
so
okay.
It's okay.
I already knew you.
Look at all these.
Actually, I already knew you, so it was easy. But all right, so strengths and weaknesses. So yeah, a couple things here for Trump. Strength. Strength is I've never seen anybody so capable of standing up under the heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what anybody says or does, he keeps doing the job. And doing it well. And I've never seen anybody so capable of just saying, you know what, that thing is happening against me right now, but I am not going to waver. So that's a huge strength, in my opinion. Plus, the policies he put in place, I think, are a strength. One of his strengths now is his resume. Look what I did, and it worked. Mm. It's not notional. He's not campaigning on what I'll do if you give me a chance.
Yep.
All he has to say is, what happened with the border wall when I was there? What happened with the economy or the energy sector or anything else when I was there? Are you better off now than you were then? No. So Trump has those strengths. His weakness is still Trump. I hate to say it that way, but his weakness is himself. Like I saw, so DeSantis had his rollout yesterday, right? And then Trump put out a reply on his Truth Social. It didn't make any sense. It's like, okay, y'all, moderate his ability to communicate well. And like I've seen him do debates where he was the even keeled guy who just let it be known.
Yeah.
And then the one where he was raging.
Oh yeah.
And so he was his own worst enemy in that debate.
Yep. And interrupting like 5,000 times. Yep.
Yeah. DeSantis has some of the same. He's a veteran for one thing. DeSantis has got the strength of having had some very recent fights that he's won, and they're all fresh in everybody's memory. DeSantis is seen as the warrior right now when it comes to woke policies.
And would you say the wars and wins that he's had, like COVID related or like what other ones?
Oh, yeah, that too.
I mean, I think that was huge.
Everybody still remembers what it felt like to have your business shut down, your kids not be able to go to school, have to wear a mask everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And the guy who stood up under all of it, the role model for it, was DeSantis.
Yeah, absolutely.
His weakness is that he's never been on the world stage. And his other weakness is that he's going to wind up taking a lot of heat from Trump.
Yeah.
It's going to be blistering.
Yep.
Are we done?
We're already to the end.
Is that the music playing?
That is the bump music.
All right.
Kicking me out.
Love y'all. Boomer and McQueen. You can hear them on our weekly podcast. Comes out called The Right Life. You can find it at rightsideradio.org and on every podcasting platform. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Ruffians out there,